If you're concerned about bus cuts in King County, officials are holding a public meeting this afternoon where you'll get a chance to express yourself. Metro has some pretty big budget woes. It says it might need to make cuts of up to 17% in their service. KUOW's transportation reporter Derek Wong has been covering this, and he's got the details. So, Derek, remind us, why is Metro having these money problems?
In a nutshell, it's because of the recession mainly. The sales tax is Metro's main funding source. It gets more than half of its budget from the sales tax. Of course, during the recession, people were buying fewer things, and so that's cut into it. Another thing that's complicating things for Metro is this $20 car tab fee. You might remember this, Ross, and drivers might remember this. 2 years ago, there was a similar situation. The county council ultimately passed a temporary $20 car tab fee that expires next year.
Problem not solved because it was temporary.
Exactly.
And what's the 17% cut mean? It's hard to, like, is there any way that it's been quantified yet? Is it bus routes completely cut, all bus routes cut a little bit? What?
It's a little bit of everything. Metro's released a first draft. It's just what they call an illustration, so it's nothing formal. But they have released a plan, and their plan says that a third of the routes could be completely eliminated. One-third, or almost one-third. They also say another 40% of the routes might be changed. They might be tweaked, meaning less service or maybe farther bus stops. It could lead to some neighborhoods completely losing their service. So Metro says this is a very serious service change that they're looking at.
And what does King County and Metro want to do to avert these cuts?
Well, King County officials and Seattle area officials, you know, Seattle City Council officials and County Council and Dow Constantine, the Mayor McGinn, they've all been to Olympia asking the state legislature to help out. They need the state to approve a new tax that would fund Metro. So they're looking at something called an MVET, which would be based on the value of your car.
And the county can't just do it on its own. The legislature has to okay it.
Exactly. It's if you think of it like your credit card, you know, your credit card company has to raise your limit. King County Metro is at their constitutionally imposed limit. So if they want a new funding source, the state has to give the okay.
Well, there are a lot of transportation issues they're dealing with in Olympia right now. What are the chances of this one popping free and getting passed?
It's unclear. I spoke with the House, which is controlled by Democrats. I spoke with the House Transportation Chairwoman Judy Cliburn late last week, and she said that she's optimistic. But the thing is, it's connected to this other controversial piece of legislation that includes funding for this bridge that you've talked about before, the bridge over the Columbia River, the Columbia River Crossing. And that's a sticking point in the Republican-controlled Senate. A lot of people have concerns about light rail on the bridge. There's also concerns about how many times it would need to open. So if it's connected to that package, it remains unclear if it will get through the state Senate.
And, of course, the legislature back in session this week. We'll see what they come up with, if anything. And later today, people are going to get a chance to express themselves on this.
That's right. There will be an open house at 3:30, and then at 4 o'clock, the county council will have a more formal meeting about these cuts.
KUOW's Derek Wong. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ross.